Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money, so please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlett Johansson robot. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is... I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. And this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsession.
It sure as shit is.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah! Here's something a little strange, Mr. Gottfried.
Yes.
A little different. People say to us, this is the kind of feedback that I get on social media, when are you guys going to do a music episode?
Oh, yes.
We've never done a music episode other than, you know, the musical stylings of Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
You singing Ready to Take a Chance Again. So I found some interesting trivia, and I posted this on Facebook. Today, in 1969, the pop song In the Year 2525.
Wow. In the year 2525.
That's the one.
If we're still alive.
That's the one. Yes. By Zager and Evans.
Ah.
The immortal Zager and Evans.
I've got so many of their albums.
Yes. Yeah. Right. There you go. That's the one. 2525. It's got like a mariachi.
Yeah, it does. That becomes very big in the future, mariachi band.
Thank you, Frankie.
For the first time, mariachi is really appreciated.
It's a very strange song, and yeah. I posted it on Facebook, and I got dozens of responses, and I thought, okay, so this is a good idea for mini-episode.
Yes.
One-hit wonders.
Oh, perfect.
They certainly qualify.
Yes.
Zager and Evans. I tell you, doing the research on One Hit Wonders, first of all, there's a terrific book by a guy named Wayne Jancic called The Billboard Book of One Hit Wonders that I suggest that I did some research in. It's great. And I thought, well, where do I go? The 60s, I didn't want to start with songs that you and I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I went to Wikipedia, and they've got them listed by year. So I figured 66
okay.
was a good place to start. I don't know when you started listening to the radio.
Yeah.
But here's a couple that I found. And we'll do some 60s and then maybe some 70s. These are some I found. Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers.
Oh!
Do you remember this one?
Oh, wait.
It became a standard.
What? Oh, counting flowers on the wall. It don't bother me at all.
You're concerned about my
That's
business.
It. That became a big song.
Yeah.
Peaked at number 4, the only time the Statler Brothers apparently made the...
Yeah. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Boom
Kangaroo.
And don't tell me there's nothing to do.
See, Paul, I told you. We do a music episode. Any excuse, he'll start singing.
How did I find myself in this room with you
two guys?
I don't know.
Bad Judgment. Here's another great one from February of the Statler Brothers was January of 66. Here's another one from February of 66. The Men in My Little Girl's Life. Mike Douglas.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
You know this?
Yes, yes. Once I hear.
The Men in My Little Girl's Life. The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
Do you know this song?
Daddy, there's a boy outside.
He wants to marry me. You don't remember this? Like, it's got a spoken word component.
This sounds like a pedophile song.
There's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard.
He'd talk to us from his van. He'd say, I'm looking for my lost puppy. Can you climb in here and we'll go searching
That's
together?
That's shameful. did you know that Mike Douglas, famous daytime talk show host, did you know he charted on the Billboard charts?
Wow.
There you go. Okay, here's one we all know.
Yes.
This hit number 35 by your favorite composer, Neil Hefti.
Oh, yes! Neil Hefti, The Odd Couple.
You bet.
How to Murder Your Wife.
Yep.
Batman.
That's what this is. Frankie.
Oh, Batman perfect.
Theme. Yeah. Peak date, March 12th, 1966. I guess that was his highest position. Yeah, we've talked about Neil Hefti on this show.
He was also a big arranger for Count Basie.
Correct.
And Ray Herman.
He was.
Didn't he also work with Frank Sinatra?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Neil Hefti. Who did we have on the show that knew Neil Hefti and told us about him?
Yeah, he was he's one of my favorites.
I think it was John Byner. I'm trying to remember. Somebody knew him. Here's a good one. Dirty Water by the Standells.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
It's a standard, like a bar standard.
Yes. I'm going to tell you about my
town. Number 11. Now, if I've got this right, and we'll have Paul, our researcher, is in the booth with us. The reason I bring up the Standells, I'm pretty sure they were the guest star rock band on the Munsters.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the Munsters episode where they rent the house out to the hippies and they come back?
Oh yeah.
And the Standells are playing "I Want to Hold Your Hand" and the smoke comes out of Grandpa's ears. Does this mean anything to you? Paul's going to look that up. I think it was the Standells.
I know I can make out the lyrics very clearly. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The Standells.
The Standells appeared on the Munsters.
That's right.
Yeah.
Far Out Munster. And by the way, Sinatra did record several albums with Neil Hefti.
See?
The late, great Neil Hefti.
Gilbert is all over Neil Hefti.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't remember the Standells on the Munsters. Here's one for you, Gil, that I know you do know.
I do remember you brought up Les Lesser.
Oh, Les Lesser. Len Lesser.
Yeah, Len Lesser was the guy who played George with Lon Chaney Jr. on the Munsters.
Very good. That is correct. Well, we had, you should explain it, we had Stuart Margolin on the show. Yeah. We were talking about Kelly's Heroes, which he was in. So here's some underwear movie trivia, Gil.
Ah.
Okay. In the movie Lifeboat, the Hitchcock movie.
Oh, that's with, what's that actress's
name? Wait a minute. You're jumping it. Crew members told the director Alfred Hitchcock that this actress was not wearing underwear in several key scenes.
Tallulah Bankhead.
Very good. Chico Marx's favorite.
Yes.
Chico Marx. Excuse me.
Alfred Hitchcock, they said, well, what are you going to do about it? And he said, I can't describe if I should discuss it with wardrobe or hair.
That's correct. Now, there's a little underwear trivia to get us started, because we're talking about our friends MeUndies. Now, whether you're wearing a suit, whether you're wearing sweatpants, whatever you're wearing, you wear your underwear for about 24 hours a day. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights under his everyday clothes, your own underwear it's probably a little dull.
Yeah.
It's a little bit on the pedestrian side. Our favorite company, MeUndies, is here to change all that, because every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal. And that's a fabric that's twice as soft and comfortable as cotton. It really is.
I don't know how they make it that soft.
Yeah, but you got a couple of pairs from them. I got a couple of pairs from them. They're fantastic. As soon as I took them out, I had to wear them. Nothing can describe the feel and the fit of MeUndies. And once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
So there's no risk.
Money back guarantee, no risk. MeUndies offers dozens of styles, lots of colors. They're fun. Lots of colors there. Go to their website. Limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Remember, Superman. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. You can save up to $8 a pair with the Me Undies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. You get 20% off your first order, Gil, when you go to MeUndies.com/Gilbert.
So already, you can, if you don't like them, you could return them and get all of your money back. Or if you want them, you can get 20% off.
Yep, it's a win-win, and they're a terrific product, very comfortable. That's MeUndies.com/Gilbert for 20% off your first order, MeUndies.com/Gilbert. Here's a song I've actually heard you reference on the podcast.
Yes.
This is
I'll sing it by
Napoleon the 14th. Frankie?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well,
you left me anyhow, and then the days
it got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha ha! They're coming to take me away, hee hee, ha ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. Be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, because they're coming to take me away, ha ha!
How do you know all the words to that song?
I cooked your food, I cleaned your plate, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind unselfish loving work.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I heard when that song was a hit on the radio,
66,
actual medical groups were complaining that was making fun of people with mental problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was making fun of the insane.
Anybody, any of our listeners that know anything about the artist called Napoleon the 14th, write us and post us.
I think it eventually was taken off the air.
Seriously?
Because there were complaints about
political incorrectness.
Yeah, complaints from crazy people.
I did not know that.
I didn't know.
That was Jerry Samuel.
Jerry Samuel?
I think Samuels. That could be a Jew.
Tell us about it's a wild guess.
He's known by the stage name Napoleon the 14th, American singer, songwriter, and record producer. He achieved one-hit wonder status.
There you go. Is he still with us, Jerry?
He is. 78 years old.
We got to call him.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
can you find out if they say anything about the nutty people taking him off the air?
Let me see what I can find.
Okay, we'll move on and come back to that. Here's another one, Gil, that I know you know.
Yes.
From December 3rd, this was its peak, so I don't know when it entered the charts, but this was number one by the New Vaudeville Band, 1966.
Wait. Vody-do-do, a vody-do-do, dee-do-do, Winchester Cathedral. You're bringing me down.
That's it.
You stood and you laughed when my baby left town. Now everyone knows just how much that girl meant to me. She wouldn't have left if you started playing your song. Bum, 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 Winchester Cathedral.
That's it. All right, Paul. What can you tell us about the New Vaudeville Band?
Well, let me catch up with Napoleon the 14th and the critics, the backlash. The record was peaked at number 3, then the next week was number 5, and then in the following week fell to number 37 when record producers and radio programmers removed it from their playlists, fearing an adverse reaction from people who might consider it to be ridiculing the mentally ill.
How about that, Gilbert Gottfried?
Especially in the New York market. This
How
was
about
I was right!
How about that, Gilbert Gottfried?
Gilbert, the listeners will appreciate your defending the mentally ill.
Yes.
In the program.
Well, that's his brethren.
Yes.
Frankie, did you dial any of these other ones up from 67?
I'm defending the nuts. Yeah.
You name one, I'll tell you if I got it.
Okay. Sunshine Girl by Parade. We're jumping to 67. We're just going to do 66 and 67 here.
Don't got it.
Today. You don't got it. How about the next one on the list? I was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith.
Didn't get that, but I can play you the next one I've got.
He's got the next one. Oh, okay. Gilbert, do you remember this one from 67 by the...
Oh, my God. Tiny Tim.
Through the window, by the window, that is where I'll become tiptoe through the tulips with me.
I can't get my voice that high.
And tiptoe through the tulips with me.
That's it. You jumped on me. That's 68.
And flowers will fade. Oh, love's away, and if you get you in the garden, by the garden, I'll follow you and tiptoe through the tulip with me.
Oh, that's disturbing. That's disturbing.
I remember.
That was 68, by the way, we jumped.
I remember when he sang that to Dick Martin.
Oh, sure.
On
Roland
Martin's Laughing.
On Laughing.
And Peter Marshall, of course, told us that Dan Rowan was a scumbag.
And that's the purpose of this podcast at the end of the day.
And God. I think he said Dan Rowan liked to get shit on.
Now cut that out. Frankie, do you have this one from July of 1967 by a group called The Fifth Estate?
That
peaked at number 11. Do you remember this?
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch on witch.
Oh, yeah.
Ding dong, the wicked old.
Any memory of this one?
Yeah, this one, not so much.
Okay. Know nothing about this. What can you tell us, Paul, about The Fifth Estate?
The Fifth Estate. I'm on it.
He's on it. Did you load the next one, Frankie? Here we go. You'll get it. Yeah. I know this one.
She sits on the dock of fish in the
water. Oh, okay.
I don't know her name. She's a fish.
Frank is actually dancing in his seat.
I love this stuff. Here we go.
Okay, I have Fifth Estate.
Come on down to my boat.
Oh, yes.
I recognize the hook. That's all.
Yeah.
It's like a Beach Boys knockoff. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What can you tell us about the Fifth Estate?
Here's something you have to know about the Fifth Estate.
Tell me.
They were originally the D-Men from Stamford, Connecticut.
See, that's something you have to know about.
Wow, that's good stuff. Let me, as we go through 66 and 67, and we'll do more of these on the next episode, but let me read you some of the names of these artists. Do any of these mean anything to you, Gilbert? The Lies by the Knickerbockers.
They'll be opening for me next week.
No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In by the T-Bones.
Oh, they used to play that in a commercial.
That's right.
Yes.
I think I know the one you mean.
Like it was either a diet, I think a diet commercial.
How about Alka-Seltzer?
How about Walking My Cat Named Dog? That sounds like a Jim Stafford song or something.
Yes, it does.
I Can't Grow Peaches on a Cherry Tree by Just Us. These are real songs,
and
folks.
And they never had another hit after that.
Double Shot of My Baby's Love, of course, by the Swingin' Medallions. But some of the names of these bands are just fantastic. Black is Black by Los Bravos.
Oh, yes,
that was a big one.
Black is Black. I want my baby back.
That's it through 66. And then just a couple of other things. And just on the subject of One Hit Wonders, Paul pulled this page. And this was called, and then we'll move on to another episode. We'll just do this for now, 66 and 67. One Hit Wonders from Other Media. These were, how do you even describe this? Artists better known for talents other than pop vocals. Ed Burns made the charts with Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb.
Oh, yes.
In 1959. Here's a good one. Rick Dees and his cast of idiots, Disco Duck.
Oh, yeah.
1976. We did Mike Douglas and the Men in My Little Girl's Life. Here's one I know is close to your heart. Lorne Greene, Ringo.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was one of those talking.
It's a spoken word.
Yes.
Went to number one in 1964.
Oh, wow.
How about Richard Harris and MacArthur Park?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead from the ground that we walked.
There it is. Written by the great Jimmy Webb.
Who
Jimmy
that's
Webb,
right.
We're trying to get on the show, and hopefully he won't hear this.
Yes.
Great. Here's two more, and we'll wrap it up.
MacArthur's Park was melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing's flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that I can take it.
Yes.
Because it took so long to bake it. And I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no. Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
now,
no. Richard
Harris and Donna Summer are both spinning in their graves simultaneously. And the last two, did you know that Jerry Lewis, your hero, made the charts with Rockabye Your
yes.
Baby with a Dixie melody?
Rockabye my baby with a Dixie melody.
Oh, my God. I can't top that. And the last one is Vicki Lawrence and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
In 1973.
Was that made into a movie?
It
also?
Was indeed.
Yes.
It was made into a movie.
Yeah.
As was Take This Job and Shove It.
Oh, yes.
Made
with
into
Barbara
a movie.
Eden.
And I think Art Carney.
Yeah, and John Fiedler, I think, was
John
in that.
Well, I can't top that MacArthur Park rendition. Something came loose in the back of my cerebellum. Take us out, Frankie. Oh, here's another one. Steam.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey. Goodbye.
that was funny. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Paul.
And this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsession.
We'll see you all in court.
Session.